I have with me here the new president of Wilson University. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about some exciting things. Well, welcome to All Things Apostolic on this Monday morning, October the 7th, 2024. So we're glad that you're with us. I'm here with Pastor Miles Young. And if you don't know it, I am Nathaniel Wilson. And if you've never joined us before, we're glad you joined us today. We're going to have a good time talking about what's going on, some of the good things that are going on. We always, at the top of the program, try to talk about good reports. And so our good friend Randy Williams, I got a text from him this morning that he has had in the last 5 weeks, 80 get the Holy Ghost.
Wow.
And 80 get baptized in Jesus' name.
That's tremendous.
80 and 80.
That's exciting. Hope he brings some of that with him. He's going to be preaching for us Sunday night.
So he's going to be here next Sunday night.
I hope he brings some of that Florida rain over here.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So, yeah. So if you're in the Sacramento area, come to the Rock Church next Sunday night. You'll get to hear Brother Williams and see him. That's exciting. And we had great church yesterday. We didn't have service in the morning. What were we doing? Was it the
we had a ladies' retreat, and that did not end till Sunday afternoon. And as the pastor, I made the arbitrary decision that we would not be having service without the ladies. I've done that for 2 years. I said never again.
So. Yes, I get it. Yeah, way back in the day when I was a pastor, me and Abraham and Moses and so forth. We were in the same organization, but anyway, so I had service one Sunday morning when the ladies were gone, unmitigated disaster. And of all
the music's terrible, the kids are out of control. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. And on top of that, on that particular Sunday, the pastor of the biggest church in Sacramento came and visited our church.
I remember.
It was like, give me a break. How could this ever happen? So, but the women were back last night, and everybody else was back last night, and we had high church. My Lord.
Tremendous service. Had Pastor Julian Ryder from Monroe, Louisiana, was here with us. It was Jubilee night, and what a tremendous time we had. And man, they're having revival in Calhoun there in Monroe, so it was good to have him with us last night as well.
Amen. Praise God. So, this is just, these are good things that are happening. And there's a lot of people having revival, and God has got good things happening. So, you know, I always say this, but sometimes it may get a little offensive. So if you're not having revival, then you can have revival. You don't have to live that way. Yeah, I mean, you can have revival. Don't let anybody tell you, well, that's a burnover field, or my town's too small, or what other excuses can you think of?
Demonic strongholds.
Demonic strongholds are too strong in my town, or the cat got run over by the fire truck, or whatever. Anybody that gets a hold of God and wants to, is passionate, hungry enough to have revival, can have revival.
Absolutely.
And so we're excited about that, and we want to be a help in every way that we can. So we have some exciting things happening here at Wilson University. Perhaps you've already heard, but the old president is resigning. In fact, he has resigned as of January the 1st. And he is becoming, the board asked him if he would become chancellor. But the main thing is that we need a new president. And so in my experience, a very sophisticated process was put in place in which there was a presidential search. There was a completely open invitation for anybody who might be interested in being president. We had four people respond. This is not an exaggeration. Any one of those four people could have done a tremendous job. And but you can't have four presidents. And then here's just a little caveat to everything. We got accredited in
March
of this year. Going backwards, I can never get my dates right, but we got accredited in March. And so in the process of searching out how we get financial aid started for students and so forth, we found out that that in itself is a major process. And whoever's a president is going to be saddled with that responsibility to help that to happen. And that is an expensive affair. So the finalist was Pastor Miles Young, and then the board voted, and there was surveys done with everybody. All the faculty had a chance to talk, students had a chance to talk, administration had a chance to talk, ask any kind of questions, open forums that Brother Young went through with them, and this is the conclusion. So today we have the new president of Wilson University with us, and we think this is going to be an exciting journey. Maybe we can talk a little bit about some of the things we're thinking about, or what things you may have on your mind.
Well, I'm excited to be a part of Wilson University in a new role. I have been a part of Wilson University since much of its early beginnings, going back all the way to the Pastor's Training Institute, which was in a little room with about five guys working through pastor's course material, which became the spawning ground of which Wilson University came out of. So I have old DNA of what is now Wilson University. And for me, it impacted my life. And I'm thrilled about all of that. For me, this is a new role that honestly, probably 60 to 90 days ago, I would not have even been on my radar. But due to the nature of where we are as an organization, as Wilson University, as an institution, just becoming accredited, a lot of people don't understand the next levels that kick in, the responsibility, financial, fiduciary responsibilities, things of that nature, in order to maintain accreditation and grow and expand. And due to the nature of all of that, this is a very crucial time for Wilson University. And as a board member for a number of years, feeling the weight of that, and honestly, as the pastor of the Rock Church, where all of this has spawned out of or been birthed out of, I felt like it was a very important time, crucial time, that maybe at this season, there's not a lot of people that could step in. I felt a responsibility, not just the opportunity. It is an enormous opportunity. I believe that our best days are ahead of us, but we're also at a very crucial moment. So for me, it was. I don't want to overstate it, but I almost feel like there was a divine impetus that was involved, and I'm excited about it. And your role as chancellor, I think, speaks to the future. Because we don't see Wilson University as just this local yokel thing.
Yeah.
We see the expansion, obviously, through the online model and its association with Wilson College, which has an international arm. There needs to be not only the university dynamic of leadership, there has to be that overarching big picture view that a chancellor provides for multiple layers beyond a local university. So, welcome to the team. This is a new position for Wilson University, and I think it's going to be exciting for the long term.
Yes, yes. Well, this is, a lot of, I guess all schools have their own philosophy and reason for existence and these kind of things. But Wilson University is you mentioned DNA. There is a, behind most things that's done here, and it started back with the, what he mentioned, the PTI classes in the Rock Church years and years ago. But all of that, there's intentionality behind it. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm just saying, it's not just a school that says, oh, come, we teach the Bible. No, no, we believe that there are revelations about the Bible that have to do with leadership and progress, that those revelations are essential to get to what we hope would be a world-class level of biblical apostolic leadership, and that these things are, that a lot of people have not explored these things. I mean, it's like a pastor trying to pastor a church and explore all these things and bring all these things to people. It's impossible. I pastored for decades, and you've already pastored for decades, and probably a good number of our listeners have pastored for decades. But it's impossible to bring all this stuff, the biblical stuff and the leadership stuff that the pastor needs to know. The whole congregation, they need to know it, but they're going to get it from the pastor if he knows it. And so getting all this stuff, another important revelation that we have found out through the years is that these secrets can be transferred. They can be transferred to people who have a like passion. And so there's a whole group.
Which is the point of education.
Well, yeah, that's right. That's right. And a lot of times people don't think that things that have a spiritually dynamic component can be transferred. But it can. It can. And it is being. So there's now a whole orbit, a whole circle of several thousands of people and scores of leaders, hundreds, I would say, of leaders who are to one degree or another a part of that DNA, that get it, and that somebody says, well, what makes all those people so loyal to those principles? They know they work. Mm-hmm. They know they're apostolic. They want to be successful. Mm-hmm. And so they embrace these things. So these are, and it's like I often say, we're not just about building schools. We're not, our ultimate goal is not to build a great college or university that says, look what this is. The university is a tool. And if you're speaking militarily, which the Bible often does, it is a weapon. And it is to open doors for the propagation of the gospel. So when we talk about our new president, soon doctor to be, when's your doctor? How's that coming?
Supposed to graduate in May of 2025.
All right. So Dr. Young will graduate with his doctorate from
Corbin University.
Corbin University in Oregon. In 2025, March. Okay, so
May.
May. So when we talk about this, this is not just about us all amped up about getting doctorate degrees. The theory behind this is what do we got to do to get this done?
Yeah,
we have to get a doctorate. Okay, then we're going to get one. So it may be 5 or 10 years later, but we finally get there. So, and it's an appropriate degree for this. So we're not just about, maybe you could talk to this doctor, what is it, ABD? Dr. ABD Young, all but dissertation.
For me, you know, there seems to be this idea by the young people, say the haters, that people that are pursuing education somehow feel there's some kind of elite class, which I don't feel in any way. I often tell people, anybody that has a doctorate, it doesn't mean they're smarter than anybody. It just means they spent the money and did the work.
Yeah.
And honestly, I've sat with professors that I thought, this guy is dumber than a box of rocks. But there is something that happens with that discipline of learning. It doesn't mean anyone's any more anointed. It doesn't mean anyone's any smarter. But it means they've applied themselves to a particular thing. I was blessed to be in Pastor Douglas Walker's class at the Challenge Week in Birmingham, which was an outstanding event. Shout out to Pastor Stephen Collins and Bishop Sutton and their whole team.
Yes.
But Brother Walker spoke about the monotheistic tradition of education. And he said the idea of elitism with education comes from the Egyptian and Babylonian mentality that's top down, tier level. You have the priest and the elite, and everything is pyramided down. And he said that was the total opposite of what God intended for his people. And he said most of the time we think of monotheism only in the realm of the numeric side of it. But he said monotheism was the idea of educating the next generation, the truths like we were just talking about. And so for me, Wilson University is not about a numbers game of competition with other universities. It's not even about how many degrees do we offer, how many. Mine is about what power can we put, what weapons can we arm the army of God with. And so sometimes in education circles, they call that stackable programs, maybe certificates. Yeah. And which I think Wilson is poised at the right time, because if we look at higher education globally, we're experiencing, and they say that the worst has not happened, the enrollment cliff. And we're having to evaluate, is a degree worth it? Is education worth it? Would I be better served to go take a vocational class, learn to weld, get a job, pay my bills? And we're seeing the pendulum swing to that far side. Mm-hmm. And so, which forces leaders like us to ask ourselves, okay, where is the value in education? Why should someone get a Wilson degree? Why should someone pursue? Why should I make the effort? Well, the reason is for me, I look at, and this may be maybe a surprise to some, I don't look at Wilson the same way I look at just an average university.
Right.
I look at Wilson, you said tools are weapons. I look at it the same way that people are looking at vocation, because I'm in the kingdom business.
Yeah.
And I'm not just trying to make a living. I'm trying to pull people from the fire. And so I'm literally in vocational training if I'm studying the work of God. So a stackable certificate,
whatever
that is, and hopefully we stack enough of them up to make you say, hey, I got five of those. Let's come on to get the master's degree or whatever it may be. But for me, I don't look at it as, I'm not just checking an education box. I'm providing these men and women as a pastor, as an educator. I'm helping provide them with the tools for the vocation of ministry, because I believe that's not just a vocation of the preacher. That's the plumber, the baker, the candlestick maker. If we're saved, we have a responsibility, as Brother Walker said, in the monotheistic tradition of educating. So I may not be a preacher, but I need that foundation.
Yeah.
I need that certificate. I need that stackable, whatever that is, to expand my ability to do the work of God. And I think that's one of the benefits that Wilson brings to the table of education, is that we're equipping saints and preachers and ministers and missionaries, whatever it is. I believe we're stepping into a right season where we're more readily able to meet this changing world of education for the body of Christ.
Yeah, I like it. And two things, the second of which I'll probably forget, like I'll get too deep into the first one, but the stackable idea is actually what we're using for, we have a new master's now that we are accredited that will, you can start take master's classes from Wilson University and or Wilson College in January of 2025. The whole degree won't be finished by January 2025, but it will be enough of it will be finished that by the time the students get to those classes, in other words, they're in process right now of being completed. But to the stackable issue, they're stackable. For example, our master's degree is 12 classes. There's some, if they want to choose some electives, they can, but there's essentially 12 courses, And they're stacked in fours. There's four courses in the leadership certificate, which some of you already have. You already have 1/3 of that master's degree completed. And so the next is the biblical studies and theological stack. That's another four classes. And the last stack is a ministry stack that gets into ministry and everything from philosophy of ministry to the practical, some of the practical elements of ministry. So it is, it's a stack. And when you break it and look at it that way, you see yourself as moving with a progression towards completion. Now, I'm just going to tell you now that I don't think there's anybody else that's got a master's degree like this master's degree, especially if you're an apostolic Pentecostal. And I remembered the second thing I was going to say. And that is, for example, we're in the process of completing, and they're a little bit ahead of us on the master's. I'm working on the master's side. We've got to get it on a horse and get going. But on the bachelor's side, we are putting together one of the degrees is a business degree. And so this, we already have a leadership bachelor's, but we're putting together a business bachelor's. We call it the BAM bachelor's, for business as mission. And sometimes we say business as mission and ministry, but then somebody thinks it's a preacher.
Yeah.
But it's not. We have this BAM business degree. We have this degree in such a way that a person, that, look, what Brother Young just said about, it's not just about preachers, is so true. Because with the coming of the Holy Ghost, the empowerment that was on the Old Testament leaders is now placed upon everybody. Moses prophesied, actually, that this was going to happen. And anybody that's got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, child of God, called by his name, those people, they need to be empowered. And so in the master's degree, for example, we have one that is for ministers and pastors, and we have a version of that that is for people who personally, they may not be pulpit preachers, but they're getting the content of how to have a highly successful and effective life, how to be successful in whatever they're doing. And this is very important to us.
Let me speak to that. One of the biggest donors to Wilson University is not a preacher. But the reason he is so heavily committed financially to Wilson University is he's one of the top successful businessmen in America. I mean, not just a local businessman, 63 or 64 stores nationwide. He personally told me that what I learned in Wilson University changed my life. Hmm. Not to be a missionary, not to be a preacher, not to be a pastor, has no even hint of any of those things. He sees himself as a kingdom business owner and is highly successful. So the education we're talking about is not just for preachers.
Yeah.
It's for people to make a difference in their local church.
Yeah. And that being central to everything we do gives a certain distinctiveness to the school. We're not just interested in making people successful. We're interested in them to be in kingdom ambassadors that are extremely successful on every level. Now, somebody may say, well, people get so successful, they'll backslide. Well, I know a lot of old poor people backslide too. So, yeah, we'd like to take that risk. We'd like to take that risk of being blessed of God and being able to handle it. So anyway, we're glad that you're with us today. You want to wrap this up and say something to us, Dr. Young, here?
I'm excited about the future of Wilson University. I'm excited for what is happening in the apostolic movement. We're here on All Things Apostolic, and God is doing a lot of big things around the world. Don't ever fall to the idea that you're just a few little people in your locale, and then you're just holding on by a thread. You're a part of an ever-expanding kingdom. And I'm glad to be a part of it. And I look forward. I think tomorrow we're going to talk about Seed Giver. Some cool stuff coming out.
Yes.
So this is another example of how new doors are opening. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't want to miss it. It's going to be a great, great time. And All Things Apostolic, as many of you know, because you tell us this when you see us at conferences and other places, is every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And of course, you can tap into that anytime during the week or even after the week's over. But we're always glad when you're with us when we start. So don't miss tomorrow. God bless you. Thank you for being with us today.